Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I don't know, since you and I have been doing the show for 24 plus years, if we've ever seen any sort of platform where people can go from nothing to multi-gazillionaires. Like, I don't think we've ever seen, like, this OnlyFans thing has come out and made the Dr. Phil Cash Me Outside girl for a period of time was one of the highest paid performers, for lack of a better phrase, on OnlyFans. But apparently now there's a play to get Britney Spears to join OnlyFans. And
speaking of more money faster than anybody's ever heard of, I mean, that's what this platform has been for regular people.
So
I can't imagine.
According to the Daily Mail, they spoke with an OnlyFans manager. Her name is Celeste Franklin out of Miami's OnlyFans agency, Plush. I guess they're the ones who, like, they'll probably get a piece of the earnings, but they handle all of the, if you want to go on OnlyFans, but you feel like you need a manager to kind of keep everything under control, I guess you would hire them. She believes that Britney's earnings on the platform could easily eclipse anything she's made from music and touring. Quote, according to all the statistics we've examined, the prediction for her earnings would be that in the first month of launch would bring in a massive influx of people, possibly making her earnings range anywhere between 13 and 18 million in the first month. Hold on. In the following months, her income will most likely level out to about 6 million to 9 million a month, due to the decline of engagement that was caused by the initial curiosity, with annual earnings estimated to hit well over $100 million, Britney's OnlyFans career could make her richer than the music industry ever did.
That's crazy!
Her last tour grossed just $54 million in 2018. So they're saying that she would, if she went on OnlyFans, she would by far eclipse any other. And apparently Iggy, and I think we talked about this, Iggy Azalea, the white rapper chick from Australia, she is currently one of the highest paid creators, and it would dwarf her.
Now, are they talking about if Britney does completely naked, I assume? Because Denise Richards doesn't do naked, correct? But she makes, like, sick money per month.
She's making sick. And I don't know what Iggy Azalea, I would think that Britney, because she keeps running around naked on Instagram, but not showing anything.
Yeah.
So I would think, like I said, I've never been on OnlyFans, ever. I would think she would have to up her game. It says, however, she suggests that Britney would need to be strategic about OnlyFans content due to her fan base being 65% women. She also warned that the publicity rollout and management of Britney's account would need to be meticulous to maximize her earning potential, which is sounds like this woman jockeying to be the agent to handle all of the all
and
stuff.
I'm the one for that gig.
You know, at 10%, you're talking about $10 million if Britney decides to tug on a nipple on camera or something.
Even if her audience is only 45% guys,
right?
That 45% going to OnlyFans is a lot of guys. Whichever, you know, whatever percentage of that 45% goes makes her that money.
Right. But they're talking about nine figures for this chick to jump on to jump on OnlyFans. And she's got no problem rolling around naked. That's the thing. It's not like she shies away from it.
Anyway.
She covers herself most of the time. A lot of the time, pictures will get leaked, and the media outlet that leaks them covers up her girly parts.
Yeah. She puts, like, cute little, or she
does. She'll put a little flower over the VJJ and, like, maybe a little star over the nips.
You know what's funny? Are the numbers talked about with her dwarf the insane number that The Rock got for one night at WrestleMania? He got $9 million.
Seriously?
He got stock in TKO, whatever it is, that pretty much is run WrestleMania. He's part of all that, but part of his deal was he's getting tens of thousands of shares of this stock, and then once he completes his services at WrestleMania, which involved a couple of, on video, like, hype things and showing up, $9 million. Done.
Good for him.
Hey, he's The Rock. But now that money could get dwarfed by, like, what goes on here, you know? That's incredible.
It's crazy.
Good for Britney.
Just to see her naked will bring in almost double the amount of her entire last tour.
Yeah.
Not net the gross of the last tour.
Jeez, how much money do you have to make in your life? Like, you'd think with her first career, she would have made all the money.
Yeah, but you got to realize
it's been a while.
She had that whole thing, man, where her parents took over. And
yep. Who knows how
who
much?
Knows
I don't
what
know how
she's
much
got left.
Yep. Yeah, maybe she just wants to do it.
I know what she doesn't have left. Her marbles.
Yeah, well.
She's just got this look. Like, if you look at her when she's doing these dances.
Yeah.
Remember the one with the knife?
Yeah.
Like, if you look in her eyes.
Yeah.
There's like nothing. Like, it's just vapid. Yeah. Just like nothing there.
Who knows what's going on there? Maybe she's drunk. Maybe she's high. I don't know.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.